Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This is part one of a series of calls done to a scammer over the course of one night that we call the Brain Sessions. And it's the first half of Big Al talking to a scammer calling himself Pastor James Otumba. It perfectly shows the paradox of how a scammer can be one of the most religious people you'll ever speak to, but have no qualms at all in stealing money from innocent people. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Hello? Yes, hello. Is this James? James Otumba. Pastor James Otumba.
Yeah,
Pat. Yeah, Pastor James, I received your email.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to receive my consignment box of $18.5 million.
All right.
Okay, so how do I go about receiving this money?
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm sitting in my chair right now. That's where I'm at.
Where exactly? Which of the state are you?
Well, I'm in America.
I know you're in America.
Okay,
what
so
state
why
are you?
What state am I? I'm kind of drunk, but I'm in Michigan.
What kind of drunk I'm in Michigan?
Well, you know, drunk is in alcohol. Michigan as in the state of Michigan in USA.
All right, actually, the delivery agent is Steven Lugard, and he is there in the United States. He's there in Seattle, Tacoma, Washington Airport.
It's in Tacoma, Washington. What the fuck's it doing there? Pardon my
friend. That was his port of arrival.
His port of arrival, okay. Well, why is he over there? Because I don't see anything over in your email that says that he's anywhere near Tacoma, Washington.
I stated it clear on the mail I wrote to you that I got an email this morning that he is there at Seattle, Tacoma, Washington Airport. That was the mail I wrote to you.
Oh, you sent that email to me today?
That was the first mail, the first mail you received, which I urged you to make a confirmation.
No, the first email you sent to me said that you were just a friend that was contacting me because my consignment box was available for me to claim.
That was the same email I'm talking about. I stated it clear. I stated it very clear.
Okay, so I'm supposed to send some money then, right?
We are not talking about sending money. We're talking about you getting the delivery information to Steven Lugard.
You want my information?
Not me. I do not want your information. They confirm the information to the delivery agent.
Okay, so when is the delivery agent going to contact me?
That is when you communicate with him with the delivery information you are going to arrange with him. Then you shall know when the delivery will meet your address.
Well, he's already got my address, doesn't he? Didn't you give him my address? I sent you my address. Doesn't he have it?
He had the address. He had the address, but he lost the delivery address as a result of touching and scanning on the box. According to him, he misplaced the address, and I am not more in the position where I can get the address and the report back to him.
I see. What position are you in?
Of course, I'm out of the office. From the email you received, didn't you confirm that I was that? Don't you receive the email or don't you read the note stating that I'm going to be out of office until April 15th?
I see, but you're a pastor. You're always in the office. Isn't God everywhere?
Pastor is not an office.
What do you mean pastor is not an office? You're a man of God. You are always in the office.
Listen to me. If you call me to argue with me, I will hang up this call, please.
No, I'm just trying to make you...
I am out of office. I am a pastor, and the pastor goes to do with a church.
Okay.
Pastor goes to do with things of God. I have an office. I have a separate office.
Sir, you are doing God's work, yet you cannot do it outside of an office. What kind of a church do you run, sir?
I run the Church of Zion.
The Church of who?
Zion.
Zion? Okay. And
do you know that church?
Can you tell me more about the Church of Zion? I want to know more about this.
Oh, you want to know more about the Church of Zion?
Yes. Can you tell me more about the values and what you do?
Okay, I'm a man devoted and always delighted in the things of God.
Okay.
Telling people the things of God and the ways of God, how God works.
Okay.
And how merciful He is.
Okay, do you believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit then?
Of course, I do.
Okay. And what does the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit tell you about how to live your life? Can you tell me that?
Of course. Live righteously. Live righteously. Follow the right path.
Okay. Follow the right path. And what is the right path? Is that having to do with honesty and integrity and things like that?
Yeah. Following the right path is doing the right things, doing the right things, the things that pleases God.
There
are things that you do in the darkness that you think it is only you that is seeing that, but God is seeing you. God is watching you from above.
I see. And so you feel that God is watching you from above. Is he guiding your steps, and is he guiding them accurately?
God is watching every man, not only me. God is watching every living being from above, from his throne of mercy.
I see. And so I assume that you go to church every day then?
I dine with my Bible, not going to church. I dine with my Bible every day.
You dine with your Bible? Okay.
Yes.
So you're being fed by the Word of God every day then?
Of course. I'm being fed by the Word of God. Because Word of God is our knowledge.
Okay. So then you should know about church songs. What is your favorite church song?
What is my favorite church songs?
Yes. Yes, your favorite hymn from the scriptures and from the Bible. What is your favorite hymn?
My favorite hymn is from Psalms.
From Psalms.
Psalm is where you get the hymns.
Okay. Well, recite that psalm, please. I want to hear it.
Why are you asking this wisdom? This is not the reason why you called me.
But sir, we're sitting here and we're communing with God. I want to hear your visions of God. I want to hear your psalm.
Of course. And I'm telling you now that this is not the reason why you called me at the very first place.
It's not the reason that I called you, but don't you love God enough to be able to commune with me and talk to me about God and his teachings and recite to me what your favorite psalm is?
Of course. I can do that. But knowing fully well, listen, I can do that. I can always and forever do that.
I would like to just do it right now. Is that so hard to do? I mean, I would think as a man of God, you would be able to sit down and commune with me about God and scriptures anytime that somebody calls upon you to talk about God in the scriptures. Why is that so hard for you?
All right, that is never so hard for me. The fact is that I wanted to know exactly where you were driving to. But I can tell you, all right, I can tell you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yep.
He made me lie down in a green pasture, and he leadeth me beside the still water.
Yes.
He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of the dead, and I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod and the staff that comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely
Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will in the house of the Lord. Thine forever and ever. Can I hear
yes.
a word of amen from you?
Amen.
Good.
But see, that's just it. And all God's children said, amen.
Of course.
I see. And so the Messiah is looking down on you when you feel like you're talking to these, you're saying these words. Did you feel the Holy Ghost right now?
I always feel Holy Ghost around me. I always feel the power of God around me.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, so now what is your favorite hymn from the hymn book?
We take our hymns from the Bible, because our religious knowledge, there are differences in the religious
yes.
matters.
Yes, but you're the head of your church, I understand, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
then
you should know
Our religious pattern is totally different. What religion are you, please?
Well, what songs do you sing in your church?
What religion are you?
I'm Bohemian Rhapsodist.
Pardon?
I'm Bohemian Rhapsodist. It's a very obscure sect, but we believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and that's why I'm asking what hymns do you sing in church? Songs?
Okay, can you call me?
I can't call you. I'm already on the phone with you. Why would I call
you
again?
You are calling me with a private number. So show off your number.
Well, if I call you back, it'll show the same thing. What do you mean that I'm not showing the number? My number is always the one I'm showing.
Your number is private. Your number is hidden. So call me showing your number. Disclose your number.
What do you mean? What are you talking about there?
Your number is hidden.
My number is hidden?
Your number is hidden. Yeah. You are calling from anonymous line.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
I want you to call me disclosing the number.
What do you mean disclosing the number? I'm not.
I want you to call me, and the number should be showing on my phone, not giving me a number. So I want you to call me, and your number will display on my phone.
I see. Well, I don't understand what you're talking about, because I'm just trying to sit here and talk to you about God and the disciples and trying to figure out whether or not I should send you this money.
And I'm just telling you now. I'm telling you now. I am ever ready to discuss with you. Okay?
Well, a man of God not having faith and trust in me? What is going on here?
Okay, go ahead anyway.
Go ahead and do what, sir?
Go ahead and make your inquiries or whatever thing you want to inquire. I don't know more. I don't know what you want to inquire, but go ahead.
Well, I asked you, what kind of songs do you sing in church?
The kinds of songs we sing in the church.
Okay. Can you sing one for me?
Okay, of course I can sing one for you.
Okay. Please sing one for me. I wanna hear what kind of songs you sing in church.
All right. Jesus, now my best friend, I like to walk out with him. He know they like to play me while you're. I like to walk out with him. Jesus is my best friend. I like to walk out with him.
Mm-hmm.
He know they like to play me while you're. I like to walk out with him. Jesus is my best friend. I like to walk out with him. You know they like to play me while you're. I like to walk out with him. Alpha and Omega is my best friend. That's why I like to walk out with him. For he know they like to play me while you're. I like to walk out with him.
Oh, that is awe-inspiring. Thank you so much. I feel very invigorated and very much believing in the Word of God and your Holy Spirit, sir.
You're welcome.
What other ones do you sing in your church? Do you have another one?
A lot of them. A lot more.
A lot more like what?
Who is marvelous is Jesus. Who is excellent is Jesus. Who is marvelous is Jesus. Who is excellent is Jesus. Jehovah, Jehovah. Shine ke kandabere. Ye la geye memo. Ebendabere chukwama. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for us. What a omnipotent God. What a powerful. He used to do marvelous things for us. Do it. Come and do it for us. Do it. Come and do it for us. We have tried. No one does it for us. We believe you are the miracle worker. Do it. Come and do it for us. A lot more song that you can use to get God provoked from his throne of mercy, and he will bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, God always blesses, doesn't he?